Welcome to This Fringy Life, a series of podcasts about the 2010 Vancouver International Fringe Festival, celebrating spontaneous, surprising, and remarkable pieces of theater. This Fringy Life is produced by CITR 101.9 FM and is available on the web at CITR.ca and VancouverFringe.com.
Hello, I'm Adam Janusz from CITR's Arts Report. On this episode, an interview with Otto and Astrid of Die Roten Punkte, the brother-sister German supergroup, on their new album, Kunstrock. Astrid and Otto, welcome to the Arts Report.
Adam, hi, thank Adam. You for having us here in this cool studio.
At UBC.
Yeah, and when CITR. I say cool, I don't mean cold. It's warm, but like you walk down this little... cool corridor.
Yeah, and you're like in this cool cave.
This graffiti.
Yeah, with like boots.
And, CDs, and yeah. It's all rock and roll.
Microphones.
And this tiny little studio, and Adam is here with cool shoes.
Thank you.
Yeah, zips with no zips.
They have the zippers without any zippers.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for having us here.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for making it all the way from Germany to Vancouver. Although I should say you're on tour. You're slowly making your way across Canada.
We are. Well, we started. We went to the UK first. Mm-hmm. We went to Sydney.
Sydney in Australia.
Our manager keeps putting us in comedy festivals.
Yeah, it's a bit weird.
It's a bit weird comedy, for a rock group.
Yeah, for rock and roll concerts,
We won best comedy in Victoria. They just kept laughing at us.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah. We can hear them laughing and stuff.
I think they're all on drugs.
I don't mind.
Just laugh.
Yeah. People do act strangely on drugs.
As long as they're having fun.
They were having fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And in Winnipeg, you were picked as the best of the Fringe.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a nice feeling because it means we're like the cool kids.
In Winnipeg, to be fair, that's not very hard.
Have you been to Winnipeg?
No, I haven't.
You would be surprised,
There really? Are some cool places.
It's pretty hip. Yeah. Astrid.
Not all of it.
She has been in
pockets.
Trouble there,
Really?
What do you mean?
Well, she was in drug and alcohol rehabilitation center.
I went away
and,
on holiday.
A lot of that was from people she met in Winnipeg.
Yeah.
Is that right?
There's this great bar there called the Albert.
Wow.
Yeah, and it has alleys.
Is it Prince Albert?
Maybe.
Something.
Just Albert, I remember.
Yeah, wow. There was a picture of her on the front of the newspaper, and she was lying.
I was having a great time.
In the gutter.
It's a cool place. You should come and party with me there.
Yeah.
They even do breakfast. You can stay there all night and then have breakfast.
Have you
and
done that? Have you stayed there all night until breakfast?
I kind of live there when I'm in Winnipeg.
It was a bad photo. She was lying in a pool of sick.
No, it wasn't. It was tahini from my falafel.
I don't think there was it at all.
It was. It fell out of the... You know when you buy a falafel and...
Okay, guys, please. Let's try to stay focused on the interview. Tell me about the new album, Kunstrock.
Yes.
Kunstrock. Art rock. Yeah, no, it's just great. We're really proud. We haven't actually recorded the whole thing yet. We're still actually in the middle. We've made two songs, and they're a little more arty. Like singing notes that we never even would think of singing before. But we're taking risks with this album.
Yeah.
And
the show, there's like a whole mini rock opera in six parts.
Yeah,
really.
Called Grunewald.
Yeah,
yeah,
and
also I sing a song called Second Best Friend.
Yeah.
With loops.
Loops, yeah. We decided it would be cool if Astrid could just get out the front
rock
and
rock out like Peaches,
Yeah.
Okay.
And not have to play drums, have someone else already done it.
Yeah, so we use loops.
We use the loops for that.
Yeah.
And tell me a bit about your sort of your process when putting an album together. For this one, this one is still
this
sort of coming together.
This one had a very long process.
Yeah.
It's still going, in fact.
It was amazing because we used all this money that we made from the last album. And
Otto spent it all.
Yeah, we got this musical scientists to build a musical laboratory.
It was horrible.
It was amazing.
Like a small concrete room.
Yeah, underground.
Yeah.
It was.
But they put it miles away.
Yeah,
like
no distractions at all.
It was awful.
Yeah.
I was all alone with Otto.
And I was reading a lot of Brian Eno.
Out loud.
You say you were alone, you were stuck together.
Yeah,
I wonder what your relationship, what is, how do you get along when you're on tour? Because there's a lot of stops. It can be quite stressful to tour from place to place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is difficult for us, but Astrid, she has always been like a mother figure to me.
No, I am not.
And she's just always, looking out for me. And now I have a chance to look after her because she has had some problems.
No, you are not looking after me. I am having fun
and
doing my thing.
Yeah.
And you can do your thing.
Yeah, I know.
That's how it goes.
Yeah, but, It's been, you got to admit, it's been hard for you.
Anyway, we did this thing called creative development for 3 months in this tiny room, and Otto just kept making us listen to sounds over and over again.
That's what Brian Eno says, get inspired by little sounds and, you know, little random things, you know.
Is that one of your influences on this album, Brian Eno?
Oh, he's huge. He's like the gatekeeper of art rock, you know. He understands music in a way that
Otto doesn't.
Yeah. I'm trying to understand it like him.
Yeah. So finally I had to say, come on, you know, we should be writing some songs.
Yeah.
And that's when we actually got into doing the proper work.
But it's been great. So all the songs are written, and we made videos for two of the songs.
Yeah.
One is the first one is Burger Store Dinosaur.
It's about a dinosaur who works in a burger store.
Yeah.
And he's not very happy.
You know, so he saves all his money.
Keeps counting his money.
Yeah, and he goes to live in Spain and goes to art college.
Yeah.
And he meets a girl, a dinosaur.
Yeah.
And they hang out and they
have
go
lots
on
of
a
dinosaur
date.
Sex.
No, they don't.
They do.
It doesn't. Where does it say in the song they do
it's
that?
It's in the subtext.
There is no line that says they go out, they hang out.
No, but that is why it's called art rock, because it's arty. It's implied.
It is not. He meets her mother and they go on a few dates.
It doesn't say that in the song either.
It's clear. It's clear.
Okay, let me stop you there. As a last question, I'd like to know what does Die Rotenpunkte listen to? What's on your iPod? Hannah Montana, perhaps?
No. But I do quite like that song, The Climb. It's so inspirational.
Is that one of her songs?
Yeah, it's The Climb. It's not
one of my favorite songs.
Those people
songs
at home, if you listen, our music is very different to that. I grew up listening to The Pixies and Iggy Pop, David Bowie, and The Ramones, and stuff like that. And now,
Randy.
I really like Beirut. There's a band called Beirut. Do you know them? Mm-hmm. They're great. And Tokyo Police Club.
I've been listening to the latest Arcade Fire CD.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's really great.
You should be proud, Canada.
Yeah.
We are.
You're producing some great bands.
I know.
And
what about the White Stripes? How do you feel about them?
They're great. It's so amazing. That whole thing, you know, it's like they keep following us around, you know.
Do you think that they take some inspiration from you?
Well, I'm not sure. I think it could be just a big coincidence that they are brother and sister. It's like we were in Berlin and they were in Detroit. And one day, Astrid, actually, she said to me, have a look at this. There is this band.
Brother, sister.
They are brother and sister.
But they are not brother, sister. You know, they just pretend.
Yeah, that's...
So would you go so far as to say that you are more authentic than the White Stripes?
Well, we are brother and sister.
That's right.
That's true.
They are not.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they also play big instruments. We play mini instruments.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Otto tried to play big guitars, but his hands are too small.
That is not the reason...
Alright, well, that's all the time we have. But Die Rotenpunkte, we look very forward to your show in Vancouver.
Thanks, Adam.
All the best.
Come and rock at Performance Works with us.
Okay, see you on Granville Island.
That was Otto and Astrid Rock of Die Rotenpunkte, which is playing at Performance Works until Sunday, September 19th. For This Fringy Life, I'm Adam Janusz.